The Little Angels Association has had a really proud history of providing education for, I think, almost probably 40 years. And they came to the conclusion that they were ready to pass the patronage on to another patron. So I suppose they got into discussions with the Department of Education and Youth, and it was agreed then that they would approach ourselves to become the patron. It's a common enough occurrence in among other ETBs nationally as well, Greg. A lot of us are getting the patronage of special schools, and it certainly fits really well with our ethos and our mission and our values. So we're absolutely delighted. But really, to pay tribute to the Little Angels, who have done an outstanding job, and as you know, have delivered a beautiful new school as well in recent months.
And will this be the first of many, if I could put it like that? In other words, will all community special schools in time come under the patronage of the ETB?
I suppose that is still to be determined. Currently, it seems to be the way things are going. Not all special schools are under the patronage of ETBs, but certainly a lot of the new ones that have been developed in the larger cities and larger urban areas have certainly come under ETB patronage. But it's certainly something that ETBs are very open to, and we're quite happy. I suppose we are the state provider of education, and we're governed by legislation, and as you know, and all of that. So absolutely delighted. And if we get further schools, we'd be equally delighted.
What might be the advantage of a special school coming under ETB patronage?
Well, I suppose essentially the day-to-day running of the school doesn't change. The curriculum is still the same and all of that. But I suppose the school will benefit from the fact that they're now part of a very large organisation with a lot of support departments working to assist them. As you know, we have HR, so they'll get help with HR, with finance, procurement, ICT, all those day-to-day things that can sometimes take away from a principal's ability to concentrate on teaching and learning, which is really what they're all about. So I think we certainly provide those wraparound supports. And I suppose also as you know, we have big links. We run the FET services within the county. So we have good links in that regard, maybe in relation to pathways for students, etc. So I suppose overall, it's positive for the school. And I know they are delighted that this process is happening.
Yeah, and it's not like this is not pointing to any deficits that are already there. It just means what's being done well, will be on steroids now, effectively, if I can put it like that, because it has that sort of the network and the supports of ETB.
Absolutely. The school is a terrific school. It provides a wonderful education experience to young people, and as you know, many of them with severe and profound learning needs. The school is absolutely excellent. I had a recent visit up there, and it's just beautiful. And absolutely, this will be added on. This will be extra stuff that will really help them to develop their mission and to move on with what they're doing and what they do really well, which is that teaching and learning.
Is there a process here, though, that must be gone through? Of course there is, but in terms of the school getting its ducks in a row or what have you, I suppose the collective word might be governance and what have you. Is that just procedural, or is there a significant body of work involved?
Well, it's procedural, and I suppose there is quite an extensive checklist that the department has provided us with. So those meetings have started. To be honest, it's basically, as you say, ducks in a row. It just means that the school has to, ascertain all the different bits and pieces in terms of policies, procedures, and all of that will be transferring over to us. So it requires time, and there will be ongoing meetings between our staff here at Ard O'Donnell in Letterkenny and the principal primarily of the school. So it's procedural, absolutely, but it will take a number of months for everything to be finalised for the formal transfer to take place.
And in terms of other special schools coming under the patronage of the ETB, who initiates that? Like, so, is this directed? Did the ETB reach out to Little Angels, or is it vice versa? I'm just curious as to how this process, how it was initiated, and if there are others involved in community schools or those with children in them, in special schools, sorry. They might be going, okay, well, this sounds good. When might it happen here? So just give us an understanding of that process.
Sure. Yeah. No. It's not about us reaching out. It was about the patron, the Little Angels Association, the current patron, making that decision that they wished at this time to relinquish the patronage and to move it to another patron. And then they, I suppose, initially they got in touch with the department, and I suppose given that I suppose the current process seems to be to transfer to ourselves, to ETBs, then they got in touch with us and the discussions happened then, and we obviously were happy to take the school. But yeah, it would come initially from the current patron of the school.